of the state's power distribution system as a series of filters. The power you use every day to light your home, cook food, blow dry your hair, starts at one of Georgia Power's 18 generating plants. The energy moves from one of those plants through high voltage power lines to substations. There, energy is converted to a lower voltage. That lower level energy then moves from the substation through feeder lines that serve as many as 2,000 people. And those feeder lines filter to even smaller power lines, and eventually to your home. During the storm, trees fell on feeder lines at 21 of Georgia Power's South Metro substations. John Kraft is with Georgia Power.
When the system detects that fault, that error, that something's going wrong, the circuit breaker in the substation will operate and to stop the flow of electricity before it can do further damage.
Kraft says Georgia Power's South Metro region, which includes South Fulton, Clayton, Coweta, Fayette, Henry, and Butts counties, saw more than 290,000 outages, or nearly 40% of the outages statewide. He says issues with feeder lines were a problem all across the state, but
because there was so much more ice forming, so many more trees falling in this line from sort of South Metro Atlanta over towards Augusta, those are the areas that experienced the most outages or the heaviest damage.
Kraft says as of Friday afternoon, less than 500 people in the area were still without power. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.